Hey, we didn't even talk about the spoilers, though.
I was going to wait. I was waiting till the closing was done, and then I was going to mention the fact that I actually love it how we sat there and said we were going to get to the movie, and then we ended the fucking show.
Oh, okay. No, I ruined it. I just realized after you said it, I was like, wait, where were the spoilers?
I mean, we can still, I mean, I'm still recording, so we could still talk for a minute if you wanted to about it. And then I can.
Plus, I was just thinking.
You guys do. If I ruined that closer too, I mean.
Actually, that whole little conversation right there actually just made a great cold opening.
So, yeah, I think that's our cold open right there. So,
yeah, see there?
You're listening to Nothing Important. Please enjoy the show.
Gentlemen, this is the Nothing Important Podcast, insert witty tagline here. I'm Brian, and with me, as always, is my homie from another brony, Dave. Don't act like you don't watch My Little Pony, dude.
I was waiting for you to ask me how it's going.
Well, I really wanted to call you my homie from another brony. You know, I'm just... I'm just saying you can't have too many fluorescent colored riding crop butt plugs in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially the ones with the unicorn tips.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, you know, it gets right to the point.
Bronies.
Hands down the creepiest like subculture of people ever.
Probably.
Like they really stepped up the game over furries.
Well, I think bronies are a lot creepier for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just so weird. And what I love about it is that they're like outwardly proud to be a brony. Right. You know what I mean? Like it's not like it's just something kind of weird I'm into. It's like because it's taken this like life of its own to where it's actually in like a very recognizable subculture. And I don't know, they fucking creep me out.
I'm trying to think of like a chant, like, ahoy, we're boys, we play with little girls' toys.
Ah, that's so good. You're gonna have to pardon my voice. You might have to get your hand on the cough button because I have this cold that I can't fucking shake. And I think it's because I have a 4-year-old daughter that goes to school.
You have a walking Petri dish in your house.
Oh my God. Yeah. And it's like, it's totally the classic. She has a cold, gives it to me. And then I give her back the cold, which she just gives back to me.
And it just goes around and around in circles of life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So anyway, so how's it going, Dave?
Let me tell you about how big of a geek I am about certain things.
Okay, lay it on me.
So the other night, I fell asleep in my house to a video of a Frisbee golf tournament playing on my TV off of YouTube. And also a video of a different Frisbee golf tournament playing on my computer with headphones on.
So you had... Why are you watching so much Frisbee golf?
I don't know. Because I've recently...
like, is this just something you recently got into or discovered?
I recently got into, and I watched, you know, the pros. So I guess because there's so many different throws in Frisbee golf. Mm. It's not like regular golf where it's like one swing and you can't really tell what's going on. You know, like you can actually watch the disc and how it flies and how they release it to get around obstacles and stuff. Because the challenge in Frisbee golf is like going through woods and shit, usually.
Right. Yeah. Okay. You know. So let me ask you this. So are the rules fundamentally the same as golf? Like the lowest?
Yeah.
Lowest numbers of strikes to the, it's a basket, right? Like it's like a weird, like.
It's a basket. And where like golf is like, you know, be like 300 yards. Frisbee golf would be like 300 feet. So it's kind of like a third of the length, you know? And yeah, it's pretty much the same. Lowest score wins. You got to play it from where your previous shot lies. There's out of bounds. You got to get it in a basket instead of in a hole. And
so do you throw it like a regular frisbee, or are you like a behind the back kind of guy?
I throw it like a regular frisbee.
Because even like a regular frisbee, I'm a like a behind the back kind of guy. Like bring it from behind the hip.
Mm.
And then, you know, it's like a snap with the wrist.
Oh, my frisbee, my drive is, it's like a baseball swing left-handed, basically. It's
like with
it's
a like windup and everything?
Yeah. Like I take a, you know, use the X step, as they call it. It's like a four-step throw, and you wind up and just explode.
Is there... I take it there's no carts, though, right? Like, cause I feel like half of the fun of regular golf is carts. I take it there's no carts in frisbee golf.
There's no carts. Most people have bags. They have a bunch of discs. Have a bunch of discs in their bags, and water bottles, and other recreational devices.
What kind of recreational devices would those be, Dave? Because now I'm super curious.
Bottles of liquid that are not water.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Obviously. I feel like you would have to drink to do that. But see, that's like an integral part of golf, too.
Right, yeah.
Having to drink to do.
I need a name for it, though, because in golf it's called swing lube, which is kind of a clever thing. They call alcohol swing lube.
Oh, I get a swing lube. Apparently, on top of not being able to talk, I also cannot hear this. I've my boss met with me today at work, and like every other sentence, I was asking her what the hell she just said. So I still have no idea what the hell the meeting's about. So I'm just gonna go about my business, and when I get an email reminder that something is due,
I'm getting a phone call here.
Oh, well, pick it up. See if it's them.
Okay.
See if it's our guest.
Hello, Dave speaking.
Hi, Dave. This is Nilda. I'm calling with Michael on the line.
Hi, Nilda. How are you?
Good. Are you ready for tonight's interview?
Yes, we're actually recording right now, so I'm going to ask you if you mind if we put this conversation in the podcast.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Let me get Michael on the line so he can join us.
Okay.
Dave?
Hello.
You're on with Michael.
Hey, Michael, Dave, hello. Hey, how's it going?
Hello, hello, hello.
Good evening. Let me merge Brian into the call real quick, and we'll start this whole thing off.
Okay, cool.
Brian?
Yes, hello.
Say hello to Michael.
Hey, Michael, how's it going, my man?
Hello, Brian. What's up? How you been?
Pretty good. I was confused because I could have swore I gave my phone number, and then I just heard because it was silent on my end for like a minute, and I'm like, is Dave like fucking taking like a sales call or something right now? Like,
so, <I know. laughs> it's amazing these but, things never actually work.
I'm one for one though, getting the guest on the phone. I don't understand what Brian's problem is because that was not complicated at all. She called, I heard merge calls, and we're good to go. So.
See, it just goes along with my thing that I always say, like, I like modern technology, even though I'm of that generation, it still befuddles me.
Skype.
Thank you. See, exactly. First off, I don't even know what kind of witchcraft they use to make Skype work, but I fucking hate Skype. Like, it weirds me out so much to be on camera talking to another person who's staring into a camera.
I know, and it never works either. It's always like slow and
lags.
And I don't get why everybody likes to do it so much. I don't get it.
I'm a big fan of the awkwardness that the pseudo eye contact can cause. Like, cause you're almost looking like you have eye contact, but it's not quite there. So it's a little weird.
Yeah, but you're not doing eye contact though, because like the key to it is you're supposed to look into the camera, but nobody ever looks into the camera. They always look into the eyes of the people.
That's the thing, cause they put that dumb picture of yourself there too. So you're just looking at yourself a little bit too, like, oh, is that what?
Right. Exactly. Well, real quick, ladies and gentlemen, it's Michael Nardelli returning to the Someone Important Hotline, Nothing Important Podcast. Michael has his movie Circle. It's out on Netflix right now, and we're glad to have you back, my friend.
Thank you for having me back. It's gonna either be the best talk ever or the worst, because I'm all hyped up on cold medicine today. So we shall see what happens.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, Brian also has a cold, but I just got over mine like 5 days ago. So we were almost like all on the same page.
Right. Like,
I hate it.
It's like we're all giving each other like
person when I have a cold. It's not a good situation.
We're all giving each other like throat aids right now, like electronic throat aids by talking over the phone and being all gross. So.
It's a virus. No,
we're probably all like shooting up NyQuil, silently shooting up NyQuil into our veins.
Mm. Oh yeah, totally. Like I'm
giant fucking Q is talking to me, man.
So Michael, we were just Dave and I. It's funny that you jumped in. We were talking about frisbee golf. Are you a big frisbee golf guy?
What is, again, it might be the NyQuil. Wait, what is frisbee? I think I've played it, and I have, like, a vision in my head of what it is, but I'm not, it's distorted. What is frisbee golf?
This is Dave's new obsession.
Yeah, it's my new obsession, mostly because it's free, and around here, the courses are on, like, wooded, hilly, valley areas, so it's kind of a workout, actually, and I'm a big fat guy, so I like easy workouts. But you're just throwing a disc into a basket about 300 to 500 feet away. And it's just like golf, like lowest score wins, lowest score throws to get there. And you got to get
into a basket. Is it like the disc where like the inside, it's like a hollow disc. It like looks kind of like a boomerang kind of thing.
No, it's a regular, it looks almost like a frisbee, except they're flatter. They have really hard edges. They're more streamlined to, you know, fly farther.
They're almost more like a discus, right?
Yeah, they almost look like a discus if you cut a discus in half and then they kind of, I guess, hollowed out the top or whatever. But it looks much like a frisbee.
Interesting. You know what? I don't think I've played this. This sounds great, though. Hmm. Is this you guys in Chicago, right?
That is correct, sir.
Is this in Chicago?
I think, I was just talking about how I fell asleep the other day watching two tournaments at the same time on two different devices because I'm a nerd. And they're all in like Oregon. Oregon is big for that, so I didn't know if it trickles down to the Los Angeles area or not.
Not yet, but it sounds fun. I would do that. It sounds. I feel like everything starts in Oregon. I feel like they are like the first ones to do like LARPing.
Oh my god!
Went worldwide
because they're bored. I guess. rain and trees, they're just like, let's throw discs through these trees when it's not raining. I don't know.
Brilliant though. Brilliant. It's from boredom.
This is true.
Exactly right. It's funny because I was in the Virgin Islands like 2 weeks ago, and we stayed at a resort that was like in the middle of a bay. I think it was like a Westin, but there was all these coconuts on the ground, like painted coconuts. And I'm like, what? Why are all these like nicely painted coconuts all over here? So I was like picking them up and messing with them, and I got yelled at by the groundskeeper, Dave, because they were actually the tee sites for the frisbee golf. They had a frisbee golf course throughout the resort.
Oh, really? And they just used painted coconuts as the markers, huh?
Yeah, like I don't know if they were like the markers or like the tees, but they were all over the place, and I got yelled at for moving them.
Huh, that's pretty cool.
In the Virgin Islands. Wow, it's really taken off then, huh?
Yeah.
This is going to be on LARPing.
That's actually
a LARP in the Virgin Islands.
Well, it's on the move. It's only like the number number five sport in the Virgin Islands right now is LARPing. Frisbee golf is two, and Brony cosplay is number one, actually, in the Virgin.
It's not a sport. It's just a recreation.
What was number one was what?
Brony cosplay.
Oh, brownie cosplay?
Brony. Do you know what a brony is? It's like male fans of the My Little Pony cartoon.
No.
Oh, well, it's these dudes that dudes like me and Dave, like that dress up and like have like sex parties dressed as like the new characters from the new My Little Pony cartoon.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Okay, but I gotta say this though, not quite dudes like us because we don't actually do it.
Speak for yourself.
That sounds sexy.
Right. Right. I'm like a 3-time world champ brony master guy. So I think I take umbrage with the fact that you just said it wasn't a sport. I take umbrage, good sir, because it is a sport.
Do you consider beauty pageants a sport then? Because I think that's what you're talking about.
Obviously.
Wait, now what does umbrage mean? Umbrage, that is a great vocab choice, umbrage. And I what does it mean?
It takes exception
to? You just dropped umbrage. You can't just drop umbrage and have it not, and have it go unnoticed.
It's like you take exception to it. Like, I was offended by him not accepting Brony as a sport. So I took umbrage with his feelings about it.
Wow, this is a high class podcast.
Yeah. Low brow topics with exceptional
about animal sex.
Right.
Wow.
Well, that's why we usually sit around number 283 on the Personal Journal's iTunes charts. It's pretty sweet. We're right now.
The other day, when we went and saw Adam Carolla do a live podcast at one of the theaters in Chicago, and our friend that I hadn't seen in years, I don't remember what the topic was. He dropped the word nefarious, and I had to stop the conversation and be like, "That is the first time in my life I've heard nefarious offhandedly used in a sentence."
Nefarious is a good word.
That is a really good word. Umbrage is a good word.
I
need to go back to college before we can do the podcast.
I take umbrage with everybody's refusal to use nefarious in daily language.
I take umbrage with nefarious people trying to keep your vocabulary down.
Ah, touche. Michael, speaking
umbrage with the fact that I have no big words to use to recap you guys right now. Nothing.
Yeah, but you're like successful and good looking and we're not. So like you got all that you got all that covered.
I'm kind of going through my mind. I've watched Circle 1.5 times. I saw the whole thing and then the second half again. I'm trying to think if you used any big words.
Why'd you watch the second half again?
I actually walked into a friend of mine's house to visit and he was watching it. And
it's so weird to me. It's still surreal, like, because people have been posting Periscope reviews of the movie and like YouTube reviews. And it's just weird to see it like on somebody else's TV because I've been watching it on mine, different versions of the movie throughout like post-production and all that stuff for, a year and a half. So I'm like, wait, how'd they get that movie? Oh, yeah, it's out.
Yeah, it's out. can we talk spoilers?
Yeah, why not?
Can we talk spoilers? Because I don't really care if we spoil
shit. We should. Why not? Because a lot of people are, writing into our Facebook group and whatever it is, our IMDb message board and all that stuff, asking about the ending and spoilers. So I guess we probably should. Seems like a lot of people have seen it at this point.
Okay, for one, yeah. I do want to say,
warn people, we're going to talk about spoilers.
Nah, fuck it, they'll figure it out.
I am often accused of being somebody that spoils movies, and I really don't mean to.
I'm the guy that hates it when movies are spoiled.
Especially not my own. What's that?
I'm the guy that hates it when movies are spoiled for me.
I do too, but I honestly don't mean to do it. I always feel like I have a good grasp on spoilers, but my friends accuse me of being horrible. But you know what happens a lot of times is I'll guess the ending right, and then they'll be like, you totally spoiled that. And I was like, I just guessed.
Yeah, I just pay attention to movies, dude.
Yeah, can't help it.
That's awesome.
I don't like it when people like claim spoilers for something that's been out for like 10 years. Like, and they think nobody should talk about
it. Driving nuts.
It's like, I don't know who won the 1939 World Series, but if somebody told me, I wouldn't be upset with the fact that they told me who won the 1939 World Series.
I got yelled at for spoiling the ending of Titanic.
No, but there would be a lot of people nowadays that probably would be upset by that.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. Yeah, that happened to me like a couple weeks ago. I forget what movie it was, but I was like, yeah, and at the end, so-and-so died. They're like, I haven't seen it. And I was like, well, you missed your shot. Been out for like 7 years. Yeah. You missed your chance. Yeah, you're probably not gonna watch it.
Statute of limitations, homie. Come on now.
Exactly.
No, I remember I was talking about the movie Titanic back in high school, and this girl was like, Dave, some of us haven't seen the movie yet. And I said, the ship sinks, dude. Watch the movie.
Right. Wow. It's the fucking Titanic. There's only one way that ends. Real quick, I wanted to ask before you guys talk about the movie and such. You brought up something. How does that feel to somehow watch yourself like in a movie, because I feel like I would be like, oh my God, I can't believe that's me. Like, you need to, like, you pick apart your own performance. Cause like every once in a while, like, I'll be listening to some podcast and then mine will roll through because I'm totally that guy that subscribes to his own podcast, and I'll start hearing myself and it like creeps me out. Like, it's like a rush to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. That does happen. I mean, yeah, it's weird. Sometimes you, I mean, especially cause I was involved in the movie producing it too, that I've seen it so many. I mean, when you're just kind of like an actor for hire, you're kind of more like, well, what's going to happen? But, yeah, it is weird. You watch it and sometimes you're, like I can be super hypercritical and like, ah, why did I do this? Or why didn't I do that different? Or I should have said that in a different way, or should have been feeling this thing when that happened, you know? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you'll watch it like, you know, we've had some screenings with big crowds and they've like gotten into it and you'll watch it like, okay, you know, I'm not horrible. You know, and then every once in a while you watch it like, yeah, okay, that was good. But usually it's more like the self-critical eye of like, ah, why? Why do I look like that right now? Why am I making a face? Why did I take that big sigh there? That was so fake. You know, stupid things like that, that hopefully most people don't notice. But when it's your own performance and you've been like meticulous about creating it, which I'm sure you guys are meticulous with the podcast, you're like, oh no, everyone's going to see that and think I'm a fraud.
Oh yeah.
So, wow. Mostly, well, first like, off, I am a fraud.
What's that?
I think we all started.
I said, yeah, it's okay. That's what we do.
Go back. Yeah.
I said,
we're all self-loathing and, you know, and hate ourselves. And yet we do this profession where we, have to listen to or watch ourselves. So that's, you know, masochistic, I guess.
In a way.
Yeah. Yes. You know,
it's definitely exposing yourself out and making yourself vulnerable for people to examine your most innermost sensibilities sometimes. Yes.
That's true. So we're brave then, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We're brave.
Heroes, even. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, heroes.
Heroes that use big words.
Yeah,
so. Indubitably. Indubitably.
Ooh, nice one. So, Michael, you also have a short film, Dennis Doesn't Live Here Anymore, coming to the Chicago Comedy Fest on November 7th.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to be there. Are you guys going to come?
Yeah, probably. Why the hell not? Awesome. Well, I mean, it's just right down. No, where's it located? I was looking it up earlier, but then I don't have it in front of me right now.
Ah, crap. Where is it? Let me see. I'll look it up while we're talking. Hang on, let me see.
That's what me and Dave do all the time, is we just play on the computer in the background. We can pause. We can edit all this. It's not live, so that's why it sounds good. By the way, while you're searching, how long are you going to be in town for?
Probably just, 3 or 4 days through the weekend.
Gotcha. You got big plans while you're here?
No, I mean, I'll probably go to some of the other stuff with the festival, but other than that, I'll just be kind of bumming around Chicago.
Oh, gotcha, man. You should hit us up.
You love Chicago. What's that?
Yeah. I said you should hit us up. I literally live like not too far from downtown.
Yeah, that's insane, for sure. I'll get your email from Nilda or something and we can, yeah. We can see it. Then let's see. Okay, here we go. It looks like, why don't I have this written down somewhere? Easier to find.
That was the most awkward date proposal I think I've ever heard, by the way, guys.
Well, you know, I just got gun shy. I was like, oh gosh, I don't know. He's gonna say no. And then I started getting sad and second guessing myself. But you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna ask Michael Nardelli on a date and see what he says. And you know, but now it's like the waiting game, Michael, because like you gave me like a tentative yes, and you're like, oh well, I'll talk to so and so and get your information. You know, so now I'm just gonna be sitting here for the next 3 days just by my computer, be like, oh man, is Michael gonna email me? Oh, maybe he'll hit me up on Twitter. Like
don't put the pressure, because then I will, like, it'll be tomorrow afternoon and I'll be like, oh no, I didn't email Nelda yet. Oh no, he's gonna think I stood him up. Oh no, oh no, no, no. I get like total email anxiety about that right. Kind of stuff. Like if I haven't written somebody back right away, I'm like, oh no, oh no, they're gonna think I forgot. Oh no, they're gonna think I'm mad at them. Oh no.
And we'll do like this. We'll do like this weird dance. Like, you know, back in the day, you used to call somebody just to see if they answer, and you'd hang up before like the answering machine picked up.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be like, I'll just like randomly email you for no reason. Be like, oh yeah, I was outside and it started to rain, and I was just wondering what you up to. And then I'd be like, oh goddamn, why did I say that? Oh, why do I always sabotage myself?
And what if I just write you back and I don't even mention anything about hanging out in Chicago? I'm just like, oh, that's cool. Good to hear from you.
I'm like,
of hanging out.
That's when I start getting the phone calls. I emailed him and he didn't say anything about hanging out. And I don't understand. What do you think, Dave? And I'll just be like, I'm going to go get some pizza.
I'll be like, Dave, you know what? I don't think he wants to dress up like bronies and go frisbee golf with us. I just don't think it's in the cards. he really seemed like he was into it.
I do it.
He really seemed like he was into it, but apparently he takes umbrage to it, Dave.
Umbrage is what did it for me too. Umbrage is what really turned me on. That was the thing. Okay, wait, here we go. I found where is it? Okay, here it's at the new 400 theaters. 6746 North Sheridan Road.
Did you write that down, Brian?
I did. Hold on. Let me find a pen. Like,
it is recording.
They can hear me knocking shit over.
Email this to you. I can email this hypothetical email that we've discussed.
Okay. I'll make sure that whatever we cut out, which might be none of it, that will be left in there. The location of the... this is open to the public, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah,
or here, so. we can start that all over so that at least that part sounds a little better just for promotion wise. All right, Michael. So once again, see, that's how good we do that. All right, Michael, tell us about Dennis Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Tell you about it. Tell you about Dennis. It's a short that I wrote, directed. I'm in. I produced it. It's really freaking weird. It's a dark comedy. It's kind of a satire of coming of age movies with a grown up Dennis the Menace in the middle of a quarter life crisis. He's trying to live out his glory days, but he's past the age where he can do that. And, he gets into some trouble and, may or may not have a friend intervention happen to him. And there may or may not be a dark tragedy surrounding, Mr. Wilson. So
that is a hilarious concept.
Don't take umbrage with it. Enjoy it.
I will not.
but yeah, it was this weird character I created when I was studying at the Groundlings, and just wanted to kind of have this creative exercise and wrote the short and cast a bunch of my friends in it and filmed it over a couple of days. And it's, you know, been taken on the festival circuit over the last couple of months. We just won Best Short in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. It was just at the Savannah Film Festival 2 days ago, literally two. No, wait, was that last night? Yeah, 2 nights ago. So it's making the rounds. It's
very cool.
You know, it's for a certain part of the population that appreciates dark, weird comedies.
That's awesome. So wait, so when you do these short films, and you submit them to festivals, what's the submission process like? Can anybody submit one, or is there like an approval board?
Well, yeah, I mean, I submit them through this website or a company called Without a Box, which is affiliated with IMDb. But there's also like Film Freeway and all that stuff. But yeah, you submit them, and then there's a committee that watches them and selects them. And, you know, some of them, sometimes they reject you, sometimes they get in. They always, you know, what's really annoying, let me tell you, is even if they reject you, you still get on the festivals, like, weekly mailing list, which is such a slap in the face. Like, we've rejected you, but here's all the films that got in. Come see us next week.
It's like working at a restaurant where you're like the girl you have a crush on is like obsessed with and keeps bringing in dudes, and you just have to watch them.
It's
on
a
dates.
Real lesson in staying humble, I guess. It really keeps your ego in check. And they're like, and they always send this nice email like, don't be discouraged if you didn't get into our festival. There's still plenty out there for you.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? I get it. I get it.
Don't take umbrage with this. Try again, bitches.
Yeah, take umbrage. Don't be a hater. Let me in. anyway, so I mean, you have to go, you go through that process, you submit it, and, you know, if it fits their programming, then you get in, and, if it doesn't, you don't, and you just keep on applying and, you know, find your homes.
So, make sure that if you are in Chicago, go to the 5th annual Chicago Comedy Film Festival. See, Dennis doesn't live here anymore, but our friend Michael Nardelli. Michael, thank you so much for coming on Nothing Important.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Strap on your tampon. It's that time of the month on the Nothing Important podcast.
I hear your heart beat to the beat of the drums. Oh, what a shame that you came here with someone. So while you're here in my arms, let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young. We're gonna die young. We're gonna die young. Let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young. Watching when we're tearing it up. We got that magic that nobody can touch. Looking for some trouble tonight. Take my hand, I'll show you the wild side. Like it's the last night of our lives. We'll keep dancing till we die. I hear your heart beat to the beat of the drums. Oh, what a shame that you came here with someone. So while you're here in my arms, let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young. We're gonna die young. We're gonna die young. Let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young.
Got a crush. Staring at my fat ass is making you blush.
Looking for some trouble tonight. Take my hand, I'll show you the wild side. Like it's the last night of our lives. We'll keep dancing till we die.
You're listening to Nothing Important.
Hey, we didn't even talk about the spoilers, though.
I was gonna wait. I was waiting till the closing was done, and then I was gonna mention the fact that I actually love it how we sat there and said we were gonna get to the movie, and then we ended the fucking show.
Oh, okay. Then I ruined it. I just realized after you said it, I was like, wait, where were the spoilers?
I mean, we can still. I mean, I'm still recording, so we could still talk for a minute if you wanted to about it, and then I can.
Plus, I was just thinking.
You guys do. If I ruined that closer too, I mean.
Actually, that whole little That whole little conversation right there actually just made a great cold opening.
So, yeah, I think that's our cold open right there. So,
yeah, see there? Never got... Yeah. But yeah, man, thanks for coming on the show again. We totally appreciate it, guy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always fun chatting with you guys.
I got to say this, though. I have to get this out. As far as the movie, best dick move ever. Yes.
Yeah, did you see that coming?
I kind of did, and I was debating with myself, like, are they really going to go there? And I was kind of like, please go there. And then you went there. And then when it was down to the you and the fetus, and that can't vote, I was like, holy crap. Awesome. Yeah, I dug it because I like twisted crap like that, man. That appeals to my dark sensibilities. Yeah,
that's kind of the love it or hate it moment. Some people are writing in and they love that it's right there and what that says about humanity and our choices and everything. And then there's some people that are like, you guys are sick. How could you do that? Yeah. So.
No, I'm glad
you're on the side of love. I'm glad you don't take umbrage with the ending.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I was enthralled. No, that's not the word. I don't know. But yeah, like I really appreciated. I appreciated the movie because it's sort of an exploration in our humanity and what you do in weird situations like that, because I would probably make the same decisions. And I think that's the character I most identified with, was kind of quiet, kind of manipulative. Let everybody else ruin it for themselves and then just jump at the end and steal the whole thing. You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's something to being the kind of a more quiet cerebral one, I think. You know, like the louder ones get a lot of the attention, but it doesn't work out for most of those people.
In that situation, you don't want attention. Like the guy that didn't say anything the whole time, obviously, yeah. Like he made it as far as he could, I guess.
Yeah. He did, and I was talking about it the other day. I didn't even realize the little girl, Katie, only has like three lines in the movie, which I did not. I mean, I always thought, oh yeah, she talks a lot, and then somebody was like, no, she only actually speaks three times, and I was like, shit, you're right.
There, so, she has a lot of screen time, and she has a lot of like crying. She's crying the whole time, right? But actually,
yeah,
speaking,
she's crying, but she really doesn't say much.
Right. Was that the? Is there an alternate ending?
The only alternate ending was that it would end right in the circle before that final vote, where it would leave you on more of an ambiguous note of, you know, did the baby live? Did Eric live? What happened? And also, was that really, were they really in a spaceship? It left things a lot more ambiguous. But it was kind of, some people prefer that. And I could see why, but a lot of people like that we actually gave a little bit more, you know, finite resolution to it with the thing outside of the circle at the end, which, I mean, I personally like that just because I've had enough of like the ambiguous ending for a little while.
Right.
I could see where like on a, you know, psychological level, cerebral level, that might be more interesting to leave things a little bit more open. What'd you think?
I like the closure, I guess. Most people want the closure. And I was kind of glad. Like I wasn't sure how I would react, like to if it would show anything outside of that situation. I thought it was going to be like a completely enclosed, you know, one set piece, nothing else happens. But when you wake up outside and it's like, okay, it kind of wraps it up kind of nicely. Cuz then my friend I was watching it with, he's like, so what does that mean? He's like, what are the other people standing there? Are they all survivors of the same situation too? And I was like, well, that's a good question. That's kind of open, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have different theories on who those people are. I mean, they're meant to be survivors of other circles, you know? That's why there's a lot of, I think there's like two or three pregnant women and a lot of little kids.
Yeah, I did notice that. And then you're the only asshole.
Yeah, it's sort of just.
Everyone else was cool.
No, that's what I always laugh about. I told the director, you know, other people have asked me, I'm like, well, I think, you know, to me, probably those other circles were a lot more peaceful and everybody just kind of stepped off and let the kids win or, you know, whatever. But ours was like the nasty one where everyone's like, you suck. No, you suck. And you're racist and you're ugly and you're this. You know, like ours got so nasty. And then some douchebag, my character, just kind of walks away from it. But yeah, I mean, those are meant to be other survivors. And then, you know, it's sort of,
open to interpretation if they're going up for another round or if they're done or if they're just left there to, you know, rebuild civilization. We right. shall see.
Ah, sequel in the future, huh?
We shall see. I hope so. I mean, I think it'd be cool. I think there's more of the mythology of the game and everything to get into.
As long as you call it the squared circle.
The squared circle, yeah. Yeah. or like, we joke, like, it could be called rhombus or rectangle or
trapezoid. I would go sphere and add another dimension.
That's kind of cool. I didn't think about that. It's like dual layered circles with people up above.
You can get all thinky with it.
That'd be pretty dope.
Yes, it would. And if you need help with the sound department,
well, we'll steal that idea. Hope that's not recorded. We'll just steal that.
It is recorded. get me some work through it somehow on the audio department, and we'll call it even.
Or do you want to be in the movie and just die?
Fuck yes. I would love to die a horrible, horrible death in a movie. That'd be awesome. Don't even need a line.
Let me say, I think
don't need
those death scenes were pretty fun for all the people that did them. I think they had fun like launching themselves back on a mattress. So
it was pretty cool. I thought it was
send really us your well. Audition.
Sweet. So, what'd you say? Send you my audition?
Yeah, send us your death audition.
Oh God! Don't threaten me with a good time.
I'll find ingenious ways to kill Dave. So, all right. Well, guys, I gotta go. I gotta go take care of my sick little baby, Michael. Awesome talking to you again, my friend. Didn't mean to be awkward earlier, but yeah, man. If you're bored in town, hit us up. Dave and I are always down to hang out.
Yeah,
and
I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna email Nilda right now so that there is no delay and that this nerd date is set up.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Sounds awesome.
Well, and I'll bring my furry costume too.
Brony. Awesome. Bronies. Furries
brony,
is too
brony
general.
Costume.
Furries are very general. We're very specific to bronies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Brony. Okay. All right. No worries.
All right, dudes. I'll Thanks, talk to you soon.
Be sure to follow Nothing Important online at nothingimportantpodcast.com. Find us on iTunes, on Twitter at NotImportantPC, and you can also find us on Facebook. Nothing Important is recorded with help from Third City Sound in Joliet, Illinois. Thanks for being awesome.